All right. It's slightly late because I wasn't going to stay up and finishing editing this and killing myself. So, welcome to the June bonus episode of Stargate Oversight. This was a fun one, I guess. Ava is always a good time. Me and Frosty with guest lost because Ryan had plague. Sat down and talked about Ava 2.22. Full episode is always on our Patreon, but here's a little clip to spice you up.
Gender has got nothing to do with love.
Don't worry about it. Nothing is going on, but.
Yeah, no, well, literally nothing is going on because we've got to exceed a nerve. Well, yeah, nothing is going on.
Yeah, all the Avas are broken. Everyone is fed up of doing tests because they broke all the Avas so they can't do anything.
And they're all complaining about how Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution only allows them to have three Avas in the country.
Listen, that's why you shouldn't sign deals with the Pope. He may give you money for piety, but he will limit the amount of Avas you can have.
I love that it's called the fucking Vatican Treaty.
Yeah, like
Is
everyone.
the implication that it was signed at the Vatican then?
I'm pretty sure like half of Europe has been fucking destroyed, including Italy.
Well, no, because like generally, those treaties are named after the place that they're signed in.
Yeah,
So
which would
that is
imply everyone
kind
went
of
to the
the
fucking
implication.
Vatican.
Yeah, why would they go there?
I mean, my notes also say I want to. I don't know. I would like to see like some other international Avas. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a Chinese one that requires three pilots, or
The
like a
Pope
Russian
Ava.
one called Cherno Alpha or something.
Is there a Pope Ava?
Is there a what?
A Pope Ava?
Yes, the Pope. Like,
Oh, that's the cat, sorry.
Instead of riding around in the Pope mobile, he's riding around in the Pope Ava.
Except it's
The Pope
Evangelion,
Ava.
so the Pope is a 14-year-old girl.
I mean, that might make some people come back to Catholicism anyway.
Oh no. What do you mean? They're already there. Anyway,
Yeah, but I think it would make more people want to get into the priesthood.
yeah, because as we all know, the Catholic Church famously doesn't have enough pedophiles. There's just too few pedophiles in the Catholic Church. We need to
Jeffrey
bump those
Epstein's
numbers
signing up to
up.
become a cardinal when he hears about the 14-year-old.
No.
Why
Reset the
the
counter.
You
reset
can't
the
really, I mean,
counter?
you can't really traffic the 14-year-old Pope, though, really, can you? I mean,
That's why
they're
they only use children in Avas. Oh my God.
Oh
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
Gen, Gen's the
how do you
fucking
think?
Pope.
How do you think they find all of those child pilots? Where do you think
Oh
they
my
have a
God.
supply of children from?
They're like,
And
are you
those
mental? Is your
friends.
brain mentally destroyed from the church? We'll take you in.
No, it's Gendo's personal financier. Everyone's like, who is this man? Who is this convicted sex offender that you keep talking to,
Why do you keep
Gendo?
giving
He's
him
just my
loans?
accountant. He's just my accountant.
But yeah, we do get to see something kind of cool. For the first time
Oh my
ever, we
God.
see Evangelion repair. Like, Unit
We
1
do.
is in the big tube and its arms are in bandages because it broke its arms.
It's doing
The
the
big
T
tube.
pose, yep.
It's not doing the T pose, it's like lying down like it's in a fucking coffin.
It's tied
Storm,
up
can I have my
like a.
headphones back, please? Storm? Kitty, move your leg. I don't want to lift the leg. Thank you, Kitty.
Yeah, Ava's is practicing its bondage fetish muscles
Yeah. And we get the payoff to something I said a few minutes back
Tube me, daddy.
because we find Shinji on the school roof, depressed, listening to her Walkman when she gets assaulted by the CIA's a schoolgirl specialist division as a
Yeah,
mystery
literally.
woman parachutes into school and
Yeah,
kicks him in the face.
literally. No, she didn't kick him in the face. She literally parachutes into him like cunt first.
She does. Ooh, kitty. Ooh. You all right, buddy?
And then, yeah, she just collapses onto him, and he's
Total
like, "Oh
strangles
no!"
him.
Yeah, it's like, "Oh no!" There is a lady on top of me. I am scared. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry I did this. Anyway, I need to wiggle my ass around while I look for my glasses.
She is 20.
This is entirely necessary, Shinji. Yes, I have to do this. I can't find my glasses unless I wiggle my ass in front of you.
She is 20, though.
Yes, and he's 14.
Yes. But she, having found her glasses, she then, like,
Leftworth
doubles down on the creepy by going,
yeah,
you smell of LCL.
Yeah,
love
no,
the
that's...
smell of LCL. And
yeah, do not sniff strangers is my note I've written her.
Yeah, but then she literally calls Shinji a puppy.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and then is like, by the way, don't tell your parents that I was here.
Yeah. Hey, little nerve puppy. Don't tell anyone I was here, right? Just a little international breaking and entering.
Yeah, anyway, after that scene, she leaves, and after that scene where Shinji is nonced by an adult...
Yeah, well,
can
we go back? I want to complain.
Yeah.
In the English version, she calls him Nervling. She doesn't call him a puppy.
Why is that a complaint? Why is that a complaint that you have?
The translators are cowards, and also because it's...
Why do you need Shinji to be called a puppy?
Because it's literally like... It's also like a literal statement of how Shinji is at this point. Like, Shinji is like his dad's little puppy. Like... He gets praise, and he does things for his dad. It's a very good summary of where Shinji is in this point of the story.
But anyway,
they could also use the word little bitch, but...
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could very much substitute that in there. Just calling her a nervling doesn't quite work. Like,
speaking of substituting things, we substitute one adult noncing Shinji for another adult noncing Shinji. Yeah. It's Kaji again.
We could take you out on a date.
Oh, a minute later, let's go.
Yeah, no, literally he's like, hey, Shinji, I want to go out on a date with you. Pins him against a wall. And
against
goes,
a bench, yeah.
See, a bench is like, hey, you know, gender. Gender doesn't matter.
You mean this?
Gender has got nothing to do with love.
Because Shinji's a bit wrong about herself.
You realize I'm a guy, right?
But also, I think the more pressing matter is the fact that Shinji's 14.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, like, hey, Shinji, listen. If you let me sexually harass you, I'll give you a coffee.
I'll be honest, that seems to help the trans agenda at the moment, I'm just saying.
No.
No.
Does he kiss him in the original anime, like, actually show it, I think?
No.
This is a movie which cuts away? No. But it does happen still, right?
This scene is exclusive to this version.
You sure it's not? Okay.
Yes.
He does something weird in the TV show too, though, right? He hits on him in a weird way?
I don't know.
They go watermelon picking by themselves. And
yeah,
like,
I think that bit happens. I think like he takes the bench picking.
They take some bench picking. And he's like, hey, do I get paid for this? And he's like, well.
And she's like, I already paid you, bitch. Like, this is no date. I've tricked. I have press ganged you using the king's can of coffee.
Yeah, it's not even good coffee.
I bought canned boba tea the other day. It was actually pretty good. Except for the boba, they were a bit chewy. So
I can't imagine what that would be like. Just in a can.
I mean, it's just like canned milk tea with boba, so...
I don't know. But anyway, Ray is,
No. Can we go back to the date? Because... Like, Kaji spends the entire date like... Ah, Shinji, this is where I drop enough hints at you and try and motivate you so you'll survive this movie. And don't trust adults, they lie. Also, I'm probably going to die at some point. Look after Katsuragi for me. Please. And then we go to Ray, where we once again must ask the question, hey Ray, what have you got there?
It's a knife. I've got a knife! Don't worry, she's using the knife for its intended purpose.
Self-harm?
Not that purpose.
Murder?
No.
Cutting steak?
Possibly. We don't know what she's cutting, but it is food-related.
It is food-related. But yeah, despite the angel falling from the sky, city life must go on, which I imagine like the people of Tokyo 3 have become like New Yorkers. Don't worry about it. Angel falls from the sky every other day, you know? Get all this free blood. Doesn't love some free blood, you know?
Yeah, Ray actually shows up at school and she says hello to everyone.
Which Holy shit, what's gotten into you, Ray?
She's like, I wanna connect to people.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. Ray.unit is working just fine.
Yeah,
that
perfectly fine.
You can shut the door totally again. Carry on.
Yeah, Shinji has shown Ray basic human kindness, and now she's like, yo, this is a thing that people can do? Wow, I can't believe that being nice to people is an option that you can do. Maybe I should try this being nice to people.
Let's strip off your humanity.
Ah, that Mari, she's such a kidder. What could... Stripping off your humanity, that sounds like a very good idea. You tired of being human? Do you ever just want to go apeshit? Well, no, otherwise I wouldn't be in podcasting. Anyway, Stargate Oversight is, as always, myself, Hope Freyoral, Arctisha Frost, and Ryan. Today's special guest was Lost the VTuber. You can find us all on Twitch, where we do our VTubing shit, except Ryan. Ryan is in your phone. I do editing, producing, nearly everything around here. And, of course, do not forget that... the full cut of this is on our Patreon, patreon.com/sgopodcast. For just $3.50 a month, you get one bonus episode and extended cuts of our regular episodes. And I believe both of the next two episodes we've got have bonus cuts. I'm going to have to edit them today, so yay! Goodbye for now.